From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 12, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee on Monday, November the 9th, approved the hiring of a consulting firm to help the county take the next step in moving the proposed county jail project forward. The action is expected to be approved by the full legislature this week. Committee Chair and Cairo Legislator William Lawrence said SMRT Architects and Engineers, an East Coast firm with an office in Latham, was selected. SMRT Principal Arthur Thompson was present for the meeting. Thompson said a portion of the firm's role is to develop the overall scheduling of the project to ensure its proper construction sequence with the winter months. SMRT will also help define the physical use of the site. The story offered no indication as to what the firm will be paid. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Diane Balvin is reporting in the Columbia paper that two lawsuits seeking to overturn the Berkshire Mountain Club approvals granted by the Copeg Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals have been dismissed by an Albany County State Supreme Court judge. The court's actions mean that the $80 million four-season resort project can be built at the base of Catamount Ski Area off Route 23 in Columbia County near the Massachusetts border. The decisions can, however, be appealed. The cases were brought by Gert and Cynthia Alper, owners of the Swift's Hut Inn and Restaurant located adjacent to the ski area where the resort will be located. The project includes the construction of three buildings with the 153 hotel and timeshare residential units, a spa, swimming pool, restaurant, and retail space to be completed in three phases over 10 years. The original timeline had construction starting in spring of 2014. The earliest the project might start now is 2017. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York that U.S. Representative Chris Gibson said on Wednesday, November 15th, he will work against one of the major proposed natural gas pipelines that would cross New York. Gibson said developers of the Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline have offered little to the property owners whose land it will cross, and the project developers were attempting to impose their will on local communities. That pipeline would run 412 miles from Pennsylvania through central New York to the Capital Region and into the Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Gibson said he supports the Constitution Pipeline in the southern tier and Schoharie Valley. That pipeline is still awaiting approval. Both pipelines cross through the 19th Congressional District. The 124-mile Constitution Pipeline will run through Broome, Chenango, Delaware, and Schoharie counties. The plan also calls for the upgrading of an existing compressor station. Gibson said he has three criteria that he uses to weigh support for a pipeline: local benefits, respect for property rights, and the company's safety records. He said he felt Constitution met his standards, but Northeast Energy had not. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Andrew Haney, a small business owner from the town of Washington in Dutchess County, announced he is running to replace Chris Gibson, Republican Kenner Hook, in Congress. Haney has worked in his family's heating oil business and is a volunteer member of the Millbrook Fire Department and previously was a coach in the Taconic Little League and is also a member of the Board of Trustees at the Dutchess Day School. His website does not list positions on issues nor a political party. Gibson, after three terms, announced he won't run again in the 19th Congressional District. Finally, Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the former Dunn Builders and Supply Complex on Water Street in Catskill will be the subject of a public presentation by the American Dance Institute at a Village of Catskill Planning Board meeting on Monday, November the 16th. The Rockville, Maryland-based performance venue and school purchased the site in August. Village of Catskill Community Development Coordinator Nancy Richards said the site plan review of the organization's plans began at the board's November the 2nd meeting. Richard said the group will return, quote, to inform the general public as well as the planning board of their plans, end quote. Richard said the presentation will offer some insight into what exactly the American Dance Institute is. American Dance Institute Marketing and Public Relations Director Juliana Evans said Tuesday the Catskill facility will serve as a late-stage incubator location where artists can come for a week or two and hone their performance with technical support prior to opening in New York City. Evan said, and I quote, "We love the building, and we just thought Catskill was the perfect location to do this. We're excited to be in town," end quote. The planning board will meet at 7 p.m. on Monday at the Washington Urban Senior Center in Catskill. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting occasional showers, mainly after 11 a.m. today. The temperature high will be 54 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. The Thursday night, scattered showers mainly before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a 45-degree temperature. Chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 30%. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, isolated showers after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 54 degrees. Friday night, isolated showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:42 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:36 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 53 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WPXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 12th day of November 2015. From the WPXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.